In fashion and popular culture, what goes around often comes around. Those skinny ties from the 1950s came back in the 80s. Bell bottoms of the 1970s are back. And it's probably just a matter of time before we see the zoot suit of the 40s again. Now, our music director, Ned Wharton, reviews some new groups offering flashbacks from the 1960s.
Channeling the Byrds, Kinks, and the Jimi Hendrix experience, these are the Greenhorns from Cincinnati, Ohio. When leader Craig Fox was asked for the top albums or songs that might make up the soundtrack of his life, the Beatles, Bob Dylan, and the Rolling Stones were there, along with some offbeat music by Captain Beefheart and the Stooges. The Greenhorns have a short five-song CD called East Grand Blues that's just been released to give newcomers a taste of their music. They're on tour this month, opening for the White Stripes. Another group with an uncanny affinity for the music of the 60s is Iron and Wine. That's the stage name of Florida singer-songwriter Sam Beam. His new EP, Woman King, features tight vocal harmonies reminiscent of Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Finally, if you're going retro, why not seek out the real thing? Sometimes hurting bad, you're ready to give up. Man Alive is the first solo album from Stephen Stills in 14 years. Harmonies that made CSN famous in the 60s and 70s can be heard in this track, where Stills is joined by his old friend Graham Nash. I can't tell you anymore. Also on the CD are cameos from Neil Young and Herbie Hancock in a rockin' collection of new songs. It's been a long time coming, but it's evident from Man Alive that Stephen Stills has still got a lot to say.
Why not feed the people everywhere and let the peace begin? Turn your swords to plowshares everywhere and feed the people.
Ned Wharton's Director's Cuts, including full audio tracks, can be found on our website at npr.org.